Merry Christmas from your LCMS missionaries, Shara and Michael Osiru, serving the Lord in Kenya.
Listening to the 12 Days of Christmas on KFUO. I'm Andy.
I'm Sarah, and this is a Christmas fireside chat with our seminary professors. Today we'll be chatting about mental health and spiritual care during the Christmas season, and our guest today is the Reverend Dr. Todd Peppercorn, Assistant Professor of Pastoral Ministry and Missions at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Dr. Peppercorn, welcome.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Where would you like to begin?
Well, since we're talking the day after Christmas, this is sort of the day where people are sort of coming down from the sugar, from the presents, from all of the things, from church, many, many things. And so these kind of days after Christmas are often kind of a point when we are a little bit more reflective, a little bit less frantic, and kind of in a place where we may also remember so many things that are going on in our lives. Most pastors would tell you that December and January are the toughest months for most people. Most pastors do an awful lot of their counseling and individual pastoral care during the month of December and January. And there's a lot of reasons for that. Kind of the way that I tend to think of it is thinking about stress or pressure. And this, I'm going to use a science analogy here, which is very strange because this is kind of the only science analogy that I will ever use, but that's okay. And the science analogy is if you think of a canister that would have some kind of gas in it, not gasoline, but a gas. And if you were to put pressure on this canister, what's happening is that, at least in my simplistic way of understanding it, the molecules are getting closer together. And because the molecules are getting closer together, they actually run into each other more often. And that running into each other creates heat. Well, that's kind of how pressure works for that. That's also what happens when you go from a household of 3 to a household of 10. There's just more people. And because there's more people, there's more pressure, there's more things to run into, and there is more heat generated. So for so many people, the time of year when we gather, when we have our family, extended family around us, is simultaneously wonderful and joyful, but also hard, because it can remind us of loss. It can remind us not only of the good things, but of the challenges that we have in our relationships, the fractures that there are, the things that kind of make being human tough. And it is tough. And that's honestly where Christmas and our Lord's birth kind of really finds its home, because our Lord comes into our lives. He enters in. He takes our place. He is a part of a family. He is one of us. He has our flesh and blood. And so there's a very real sense where He knows what this pressure is that each of us feels. He knows how many things there are that are kind of hiding back there, elusive, and that managed to just sort of pop out at the worst possible moments. He knows. And He takes all of that into Himself. And that sense of Christmastide, in my mind, these days after Christmas allow us to reflect on this and to reflect that, yeah, it's a little bit crazy. There's more chaos in our house than usual right now. Or the house feels more lonely than usual because the people whom you love aren't there, or not there the way you want them to be. And whether we're talking about that chaos or loneliness, our Lord enters into our lives and takes on our flesh and blood and takes those burdens into himself. And for that reason, I am thankful for these days after Christmas when we can reflect on this great gift.
The Reverend Dr. Todd Peppercorn, Assistant Professor of Pastoral Ministry and Missions at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Thanks for the chat.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, and happy St. Stephen's Day.
You're listening to the 12 Days of Christmas. I'm Andy.
I'm Sarah. KFUO Radio proclaims salvation in Christ Jesus. Our salvation is free, thanks be to God. But broadcasting, not so much. KFUO Radio relies on listeners like you to keep God's word on the air and streaming to the ends of the earth. Help us to continue broadcasting the good news of Jesus Christ worldwide. Make your year-end gift to KFUO Radio at kfuo.org/give. Thank you for being our partners in the gospel.